Hi there. The word for today is, why go to church? In Ephesians 5 verse 25, Paul writes, Christ loved the church and gave himself for her. The story is told of a mother who woke her son one Sunday morning and said, get up, quickly, you're late for church. He replied, I don't want to go. I've no friends there. The music's awful and everybody agrees that the sermons are boring. The woman replied, you've got to go. You're the pastor. Seriously, why should you go to church? Paul answers, because Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word, and to present her to himself as a radiant church without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish. Pastor and President Emeritus of Taylor University, Dr. J. Kessler, gives us five reasons for going to church, and here they are. Number one, it's the only organization that still deals with issues like salvation, death, judgment, grace, purpose, heaven, and hell. Number two, it adds virtue and dignity to human life. We live in a secular culture that contributes to our sense of inner worthlessness. The church counteracts this negative message by preaching God's love and acceptance. Number three, it provides a moral and spiritual compass. Society has revised, resisted, and rejected absolutes, embracing relativism, but the church stands on the timeless bedrock of God's word. Fourth, it's where you find compassion, healing, and community. There, we're all on par. There, God's Spirit is working to knit us together as believers, guaranteeing, according to Ephesians 2:18, that we all have, quote, equal access to the Father. And number five, unlike other institutions, it's motivated the most lasting, unselfish, essential, courageous endeavors on earth. Things like missions, schools, hospitals, food pantries, rehab centers, and orphanages. You say, why go to church? Answer, because Jesus loves the church. And you should too. That's the word for you today.